Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Faces, the radio show where we listen to your voice and talk about the corruption we all face every day in our courts. Tonight, we have a very, very special announcement. We're going to be talking about the Loving Memorial for Marty Oakley, TS Radio. Right now, they are all on to the other radio show, the TS Radio, and I can give you that phone number. I think they have a half an hour left on that show. The number is 917-388-4520. Again, the number is 917-388-4520. You might be able to get into the queue over there at TS Radio to give them your heartfelt feelings that you've had about Marty Oakley passing. So I thought I would put that number out first. And I thought we would give a little tribute on our radio show as well. As we all know that Marty Oakley was very much, she was such a lovely person. Anyway, let me tell you a little bit about her, and then please join us on either radio show. I would appreciate it if you go over there first, because they have a half an hour left for hers. Then if you'd like to, you could come on to ours. So please go to the 917-388-4520 first, or press the 1 if you want to speak to there. And keep your comments brief, because I only have a half an hour left. Anyway, Marty Oakley was awesome, and I have my other co-host tonight that will go ahead and tell you exactly what they thought of Marty Oakley. And I just wanted to put this out first. Marty was like a giant social advocate who rallied against corporate, judicial, and government corruption. And she hosted and was on over 1,800 radio shows for over 15 years since 2008. She was definitely a pioneer, right, Marcy? Right, Hillary?
Oh, yes. She definitely was a trailblazer. She was amazing. She was compassionate. She was a true activist and humanitarian. Trying to get the truth out there to save the elderly, the marginalized group of our citizens, and we are all going to get there, and some of us are getting there. She was caring for the family. She was compassionate to the elderly. She was always brainstorming and trying to step out of the box and helping people all the time in every level. And she was, I believe, one of the first whistleblowers that went to Washington, D.C. and created awareness to this, what is, in my opinion, it appears to be genocide in the United States of America. And we all know personally that we all have been impacted by this atrocities and shenanigans and schemes of the weaponization of the legal system in the United States of America. And so she was amazing. And she's a big loss. To her family, to all of us victims, advocates, activists, and to those that she could have helped. It is very strange to me how when someone gets to be of her level and caliber and really trying to get the truth out there, how they all just seem to be dropping like flies. From her to Dr. Zita Crenshaw, and has anybody heard from Janet Fallon? She thought that she was being targeted with chemicals and weaponization. So it's very concerning.
Marcy, I did see something posted by Janet, so I think she's okay.
Yeah, I think she's okay too. I talked to her recently, but she's careful of what she's doing, and she's an awesome reporter. Yes, we really respect that feeling as well. But like I said, right now I've been directing everybody over to the other radio show, and they only have about another 20 minutes or 25 minutes to call into the other radio show for TS Radio for Marty Oakley, and they're giving a wonderful tribute as well. And that number is 917-388-4520, so I respect that as possible. So if you want to leave this show and go over to there and give them your condolences, I appreciate that 100%. Marty was loved by thousands of people, but I didn't know that. So,
and she did a lot of work in Australia. She helped with cases and reform, and she did it on a daily basis, which is just, you know, so commendable. And it is a thankless job, but with her work, we've come a long way, and we thank her.
Right, and you know, like I've known Marty for at least 5 years, and her and I were on Messenger. We talked in person. We did so much stuff, and we laughed, we giggled, we talked, we gave each other shows nonstop on who to interview and all that. And I just wanted to do a little bit, you know, like a half an hour to this show or so, just to tell her and her family and everybody how much we love them so much. And, you know, Marty, she always talked about her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, her kids. She talked about them with so much love and pride, and it's just wonderful to know that. She was such a wonderful, you know, advocate for so many people. And that Robin said this perfectly, and I wanted to say this, that he told me to put into our article, "We will carry the torch." She says, "You ran a great race, we will carry the torch," and I think that's fantastic. I think that is, it says it all right there in that one saying. I really do.
It does.
Right.
She started this.
Right. I remember wanting to get on to the Marty Oakley Show to tell her our story. This was about 10 years ago. And I could not find her. I could not figure out how to get on to her show. And then all of a sudden, about 3 or 4 years later, we decided to start our own basis of radio, and it was back then, it was called Robin and Lulu Show, because, you know, it was Faces Radio, you know. And finally we got onto one of her shows, and we just clicked so much, and she knew exactly what she was talking about. She's definitely the pioneer of Blog Talk Radio. I can't even tell you how much we respect her and all of them on that radio show, Cause, you know, and Debbie Dahmer. I mean, there's so many people on there, you know, people from Australia that were on her show. She's just a pioneer, you know, and we love and respect her so much. But we wanted to come in and say a few words to her. Hillary, what do you have to say?
I just agree with you that she was a trailblazer, and you look at now in 2023 how podcasts are so popular. And Marty Oakley was doing the radio show, which is a podcast, years and years ago, before it was in with the cool kids. She was doing them every week. So, I mean, she's done it all. She was a tough cookie, and she really let everyone know what was going on with guardianship, and none of it was good stuff. The Whistleblower Summit, that was huge. And Marty Oakley was in charge of that, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was. In fact, what it was is that she went on to the Whistleblower Summit in D.C., and she also wrote letters to the Congress on behalf of guardianship reform. She was, like, ahead of that whole thing for years. I think it was, like, 4 years or something like that, maybe five. Uh-huh. But she really led the road for reform. She really did. She got out the information out there to many, many people, you know. So I think it was just awesome what she did with Marcel Reed and the whole Whistleblower Summit. I respect that whole gang out there. I mean, they did a tremendous job on all this. Elaine Minor also posted that the shows are going to continue with TS Radio, that Debbie Dahmer and Cause are still going to be in charge of that, along with Reverend Ralph is going to be coming on there. And there's all kinds of advocates coming from all over the place that will be willing to help out that radio show continue, because she has 15 years of experience with that radio show. So I think that's beautiful that she went ahead and put that in there. Anything going on? So I wanted to just bring in a caller real quick. There's a 407 number. Let's see who this is. 407? Hello?
Yeah, hi, this is Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
I was just having everybody go over to the other radio show for the first, you know, they got another 15 or 20 minutes on the other radio show to put in their, you know, to Cause and to the Marty, you know, Marty Oakley show. And I mean, basically telling everybody to go over there, but how you doing, Bonnie?
Good. I guess I heard it. I was on another phone, and my speaker phone isn't very good on that one, so I just switched to this phone so I could hear better.
Okay.
I am doing okay, thank you. It's very sad to hear about Marty. What was her age? The photograph of her was beautiful. I'm sad to say that I didn't ever really know about her, but she sounded like a wonderful person. Whoever wrote that poem, it was absolutely gorgeous. And
the poem was, that was Jack LaCron, John LaCron. He's been on their show quite a bit of times, but I tell you, the whole thing with Marty Oakley is so sad, but she was such an uplifting person that I know that Cause and their whole radio show will be able to continue. They'll be able to, you know, continue as we have. And like I say, I'm going to start training people to carry on our show as well. If anything happens to any of us, we can continue the shows as well.
True.
But
true.
Go ahead.
We have to think about our futures, all of us, and where this movement is going, and how, what our goals are as a organization, you know, what our long-term goals are and where we want to be in 5 years, 10 years, you know, whatever.
Right.
And how to keep this going. I hope it would be my wish that there would be no need for this advocacy. That
I know, me too.
But,
you know, and that reminds me of one time Marty Oakley was telling me, she goes, Luann, since, you know, we did a lot of blog talk together pretty much, and her and I, Marcy, Hillary, all of us understand the burnout that you get on doing these shows. And Marty goes, you know what really bugs me? And she started telling me what really bugs her. And she goes, you know what? I'm going to do a radio show on that. What really bugs me? But I can't give up. I can't, every time I keep getting a phone call or something from another victim, she goes, I just keep the radio shows going. And now look at me, 15 years later, she says, I'm still doing radio shows until my last breath. Go ahead.
I definitely resonate with that because, one, you have been victimized by this abuse. What it does, it suppresses you. They make you feel like you're not worthy of anything, and that you are not entitled to anything, and you're on the wrong, and you're at fault for protecting the elderly, your loved one, your parents. But then something is born after that victimization. You grow from the pain. And the pain and suffering now, it's now that they're gone, as my mother and some of us are, what we have now is we are healing by helping other people. And now that pain is gone, and we don't really know the cause of her death. It sounds what it appears that I've heard, and I don't know if it's a suspicious death. We're all going to mourn her.
Picking up, Mark.
And we're all going to lift her, and we're all going to make sure that her voice continues to be heard for hard work and helping people, and that her legacy continues. And that is the side effect of those that have abused us and have abused the system in order to make dirty money and hurt our vulnerable and live off their money and our inheritance. And that's
right.
Then we have every right for all of us to to have a voice. And so that's why Marty couldn't give up. And that's why you can't give up. And he'll, all of us can give up because we have been beaten. It is like evil took a bite of our heart. And the wound is still there.
Right. You know, and Marty talked a lot about that as well. Marty talked about that a lot as well. She always talked about how she just couldn't give up the fight because it was too important to her because I'll never forget that. She said that she wanted her work to make a better world for her family and all of us. And I really do believe it did. You know, she wanted change tremendously because she didn't want her grandkids or her great-grandchildren to go through what everybody else is going through. So I do believe her work will continue, just as Zena Crenshaw. I really do believe that we're making a lot of headway, and we just all keep up right now.
We are. Mm-hmm. The grassroots restitution for all the pain and suffering and mm-hmm. all the losses, that is priceless. And the only way I think this system is going to end. It's what AUI is going to do with the Louisiana United International. It's going back to grassroots and form a FEMA so everybody can get paid because the destruction is no different than a hurricane. They come and take your property, take our loved ones, and they get hurt. And why should we put up with that? That's unconstitutional, and that's illegal. So, I don't see how President Biden can continue to allow this. What if it was our governor in Florida's family? What if they did that to his mother? I don't think he'd be sitting very happy and let it go by. But
no.
There's many now that are going to help to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I speak now for Marty because she didn't deserve to die. And I hope it was a natural death. But if it wasn't and they find out exactly what happened, all of our victims are mourning even more. And her legacy is really going to get stronger, especially her and Zena up in heaven now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're fighting from above. Absolutely.
What was her age?
I'm not sure of her age, but I think she was a little older than me. I'm not sure. I think she was like in her late 60s, I think, or maybe early 70s.
Okay.
I don't know. I thought I would wait to ask cause and all
Did
that.
Anyone,
on that.
What was the cause of death?
We're not sure. We're not really sure. We have no idea. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to talk to cause about all that and find out, but it was just such a delicate subject that I just left it alone for a while, you know.
Oh, I see.
But, yeah, so, you know, I know she was sick for a long time. I talked to Marty, you know, on and off tremendously the last, like, year, and she was always going to the doctor. She was always sick, and she just fought through it and worked through it and did as much as she could, and God bless her, you know. Yeah, I don't know. I just hope that, you know, there's no foul play or anything, but you don't know what's going to go on nowadays. You don't, you know, so.
Correct.
God bless me and God bless everybody, you know, and I just hoping that all the shows are going to continue and we're going to keep bringing more and more light to the subject of guardianship abuse. You know, not only that, but she spoke out on so many different levels. She spoke out, you know, she had other five hosts come in there. They talked about hospice murders, animal abuse, elder abuse, disability, advocacy, their guardianship. They did so many issues on their radio show. I think it was amazing that Marty could actually keep up with that. I do one show a week with you guys, and I am burned out. I don't know how she did it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Exactly.
Well, the way
have we ever organized a national group to go to Washington? Do we have, has that ever been done?
You know, I'm not, I know that they go to the Whistleblower Summit, but as far as getting everybody over there is really impossible to do because everybody works, everybody's out from different states. So that's been a big, huge problem, is getting everybody there. I think the best time to
but
do that would be during the Whistleblower Summit.
Even when people work, you know, and they have careers, they, you know, they go to conferences. If we went to D.C. and did a conference or
I'm hoping they do that during the Whistleblower Summit. I think that would be a perfect time to do that because everybody's going to go up to Washington anyway. So I think I'll talk to Cause and find out more about the Whistleblower Summit and when would be a good time for us all to go up there and protest because I could make it up there in July. You know, I think so.
I think that sounds like the perfect time. If that sounds like a great time if people could go.
Go for a long weekend. And, I mean, who would want to go to Washington, D.C.? There's so much history over there. And we can probably, if a bunch get together, we can Airbnb a home or a big apartment like we did with Rick Black when we went to Tallahassee.
I'm talking about a national group.
Yeah.
I don't think, I think 4 days would be good to go and then and do some advocating and going into the White House and do a peaceful protest and just get it out there. People need to know because it affects every home in the United States of America. It is going to affect everyone. And it's not right that they do this, that times of slavery are gone. My parents didn't come here from Cuba to work and let some judge say, oh, no, the daughter. And then and approving all our hard-working money and attorney fees, that's nuts. It has to stop.
Right. Yeah, I know. Go ahead.
The statistics on how many guardianships, how many people would be interested in attending a whistleblower conference? I mean, how many people are there in the United States? What are the numbers exactly?
Well, there's something like 1.5 million, at least in guardianship. And they could be, some people told me it could be high as 3 million. I wouldn't doubt it at this time. I wouldn't doubt it at all. No one really knows for sure. Right. No one really knows for sure because no one is really keeping a date up on that. No one, like in our state, they don't even keep record of how many people in guardianship. They don't. I guess you would have to call all the different courtrooms, and they don't have an Open Record Act here. You wouldn't even be able to find out at all about it. So I don't know. Go ahead.
You can look at the demographics and the baby boomers, I am a generation of baby boomers. We're all, you know, at that age that it's coming up. I mean, we're getting older and think, you know, so it's got to be a pretty large number. To discover, but there was an audit in Orange County, Florida. Mm-hmm. The clerk was audited there wonderfully, and the audit, I have a copy of it. The book is several hundred pages, so. So a comptroller has to be paid to audit if there's so many complaints, about a guardianship with the clerk of court. And the clerk of courts are the ones who control a lot of information and a lot of stuff that goes on. So that's maybe where the data would start.
Well, but they're controlled by other people. It's there's no winning going through the court system, your loved one, because they want your house, they want your money, and then they want all those attorneys to get paid, and then they don't care about your parent. They're going to stick them and isolate them somewhere, and it's human ownership and human trafficking. And I don't know who is in charge of this, but they make it seem complicated. No, it's not complicated at all. A parent belongs to the mother. A parent belongs to their children, and the children belong to the mother. What's complicated is that they go on a merry-go-round, zigzag, up and down in this legal ringer to make it look like it's difficult while they're stealing the money and raping the estate and selling of properties. That's what's going on. And I don't know who is the lead of the ringer. I don't know, but there's got to be an answer, because going through them, they're, it's like a little clique that they protect each other.
No, and I tell you, Marty, she would really, I listened to a couple of her shows, lots of her shows actually, and I was on a lot of her shows with Robin, and we talked so in depth about this that I listened to one the other day, and she was a pioneer. I mean, she knew so much more than I used to sit there and listen to her, and I would just be flabbergasted on the knowledge that she knew, and I learned so much from her. She was like a mama bear to everybody. She really was. You know, I felt kind of like she was my sister, like my mama bear, like you name it. She was an all-in-one person for everybody, though. She reached out to thousands of people, you know, and Marty would tell me how exhausted she was, but she said as soon as the phone rang, she was the first one to answer it. I'm like, I know how you feel. You know, and she said she couldn't stop taking phone calls because every time she wanted to stop doing a radio show, she would say, every time I get a horrible call, I couldn't just say no to these people. 15 years later, she said, I was still doing the shows. And I said, oh, my God, Marty, I've been doing them. Why haven't I been doing with you guys? You know, him and I started almost seven years ago, and you guys been with us for, you know, 4 or 5 years. And just think about how many people we've had on our shows as well, you know.
I've been doing,
and you know what? One thing
years,
about Marty Oakley, we never were in competition with each other with our shows. We laughed so hard at that. Like they would say, Marty, why are you talking to them? That's your competition. And she says, that's not my competition. They're just helping us expose all this. And we love that we had such respect for each other.
That's the way it should be.
So the other show is winding up. The 917-3 at 845-20, that was the Marty Oakley show. They had a beautiful tribute to them just now. We were trying to get on there, but I know that they were packed with phone calls. I mean, she's been doing this for over 15 years. I'm sure they were packed with more callers in. So, and our lines are starting to get a little filled up here. So I think we'll probably just continue the tribute and the respect to Marty Oakley as she deserves. Robin just joined us as well. Say hello to everyone.
Hi,
Robin.
Everyone. I was representing and on TS Radio, listening to the tribute that they've just done for Marty Oakley, an absolutely stellar tribute, a beautiful memorial for an amazing woman. When we met Marty Oakley we never met her in person, but we met her on the radio show, I remember the first time when we were realizing what was going on in the probate courts, and we were talking about what to do, and Luann was just hoping that we would have a chance to get on to the Marty Oakley show. Because we really idolized her. She was such a warrior. She spoke out so with such a bold voice, and she was not afraid to bring forth bold voices to say what needed to be said about every kind of issue, every kind of injustice in the world, every kind of abuse and inharmony that harmed not only people but God's creatures. And mm-hmm. she was an absolute inspiration to us. We used to, and then once we got to know her, we had a kind of a running joke, because when we would have private conversations, you know, on the phone, Marty would say, "So how's my competition?" and we always knew that the reality was we were never, you know, we're all one big team, but sometimes people look at us and go, "Well, that's, she's a different radio show. How could you be? Isn't that your competition?" And we would just laugh, because it's like, no, that's our teammate. That's how that works, you know. Yeah. We're all on the same team. We're striving for the same thing. We're aiming at the same goals. And she used to just
She used to send us victims, and we used to send her victims.
Yeah,
we would she would say, "Marty, yeah, all the time. And she goes, "Here's 15 here, are, you know, that are awesome shows. These are people," and I would talk to some of these victims, and oh my gosh, she was so correct on everything she said. But we really learned to respect her, and we knew we could never fill her shoes. She is a spitfire.
That was the other thing. If we're in competition, oh, never mind. because we really looked at her with such immense respect that we, you know, in our own eyes, we would pale in the presence of greatness.
Right.
She was really that amazing.
Right. I know. And like I said, their show just ended over there right now. And for the respect of TS Radio, we didn't really want to take in too many callers. We did take in Bonnie, though. I already knew Bonnie was coming on. To go ahead and give our respects to Cause over there that's working really hard to keep the shows going, along with Debbie Dahmer and Reverend Ralph. And there's all kinds of people that volunteer to help that radio show continue her legacy, which is awesome, isn't it, Robin?
Mm-hmm.
That's spectacular. I'm so glad that they announced that. I know Cause was just really, she's been really sad. Everyone's been crying, and I didn't do very well myself this week at all. I had a hard time in church the other morning when I found out. I was not good for anybody, you know, but I loved her so much. Anyway, we can take phone calls over here, too, as well. So the number you can reach us is 845-241-9962. You press a 1. 845-241-9962. You press a 1. But a big thanks to Cause and everybody out at the other radio show, TS Radio, everybody, Marty Oakley. As you know, she all passed away April 1st, 2023. So we just wanted to put that out there. Okay, so, and I know for a fact that she went up to, she was just a lot of people lined up to see her speak over at the Whistleblower Summit this last year. And I know that she's been writing letters to Congress. She would talk on behalf of guardianship reform. She did so much for legislation reform. She was always telling me how she was coming back from D.C. and how she was at a meeting. And we respected everything that Marty did, and we just are going to miss her 1,000,000%. That's all we can say.
Yeah,
we
strove always to be like her, because she was a true model of the best kind of human being.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Was there?
But go ahead.
Was there one particular or any particular case that was outstanding that she accomplished, someone getting freed from guardianship?
You know, I'm not really sure of the detail, but I know that she had just as hard of time as we had getting people free from guardianship. But I know that she prevented a ton of guardianships. I know that one time she told me she went over to these friend's house up in Minnesota, and this couple was turned into Adult Protective Services, and she went over there with a crew of people. Can you believe Marty Oakley went over there with a crew of people and cleaned this lady's house? Then they called up Department of Social Services and said, "What else needs to be done to keep these people out of guardianship?" And did you know they never went into guardianship? She actually prevented
Wonderful.
That. So I know she did a lot of prevention in that quality of work I thought, Marty, how can you go over and clean houses and run all that and do 5 radio shows a week? I mean, she was a stellar person, truly was. But that's from what I heard, what she would do and she would say to us on the other end of the radio shows. And in person, she would tell us what she was doing and how they were doing it all over there, you know. But I'm not sure if she got people out or anything like that. I think we can ask Cause one day when we go up onto one of her shows. We can talk to her about that. She knew, she talked more in depth with Marty Oakley as well on many occasions about that kind of information. But good that you asked. I remember a couple times when she would help people not even get into it. So that was mm-hmm. awesome, you know.
And there was certainly nobody that was trying harder than she was mm-hmm. to effect the change that would change the world in such a way that this kind of criminal activity wouldn't go on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she called it what it was, too. She called it just the way she saw it, and she had no bones about calling out the criminals for their criminal activity.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, she did.
You know, she was bold as bold could be.
Yeah, she was awesome to run the show, and like we said, we're going to miss her tremendously. We're going to take in some phone calls as soon as we start arriving here. We do have a 618 number. Let's see if you have a question or a comment or anything that you want to say about Marty Oakley. We're here to go ahead and take in some phone calls. We're not going to keep the show going on long because everybody's just had a very emotional day as it is. So go ahead, 618.
Yes, thank you, Luann. This is Dennis Andrew Ball. The show over with TS Radio is now complete, and mm-hmm. I listened to the show, your show, at the beginning. I listened to it, and you encouraged people to call in over there, which I did, and there was about a half an hour delay there, and so I wanted to let you know that show is over, and now I'm here with your show, and again, my condolences to Marty and to everyone who she touched. They were saying the same things over there, and I had an opportunity to express myself to them, and most of the people seem to know me, and I haven't been on the show for years, but that's okay. We all loved her, and she was a warrior, and I feel like you and Robin have that same spirit, and anyone who has been victimized and touched by the culture we're living in today has very little choice. Either you become a warrior or you're thrown to the side. And I choose to be a warrior like you folks mm-hmm. because it's absolutely necessary. She would support that. I would like to know if you can answer, is there a funeral? If there is, where is it? Do you have any information?
You know,
like
I'm not sure. I think we can put a note out to Cause. I think she's, I know Debbie Dahmer, and I know a couple of the folks out there probably will know. But from what I heard when she just passed away, it was going to be like Wednesday, so I'm not sure if they had it today. I'm not sure about that, but I know that Marty Oakley, the TS Radio, put on a memorial, and then we decided to put one on for just a little time to direct a lot of the folks over to the other radio show, you know, because I knew a lot of people would be calling into ours. And then I would direct them over there. But I know that I think it was today, but I'm really not sure. I'll find out from Cause. I'll put a note in to Cause it to find out exactly. Yeah, I'm not sure. Good question, though.
Okay. Yep. Well, it's great that you and Robin are and the rest of the ladies are doing this mm-hmm. tonight. I think it's very timely, too. A lot of us are in mourning. I've been in mourning ever since I learned this.
Dennis, I just did hear from Cause on TS Radio, and she says that we were waiting in line to get Robin on there for Faceless Representative, and she goes, I'm so sorry, but Debbie was running the board, and she didn't even get through everyone that was waiting. She said it was the biggest show she's ever seen. So she said, thank you for being there with us. And so, yes, we give our respect and our time for them. And I'm sure that we helped put a lot of doors and over to their end over
yeah,
to
we
the
probably
show.
Helped fill up their board.
Yes, because we didn't want to be the highlight of it, so we just wanted to direct people over to the shows to go ahead and give
their
respect,
you know? That's the people that work directly with her year after year, you know, week after week, year after year, night after night, and that's you defer to someone like that.
Right.
You know, one of the words that we heard while I was listening to their show was that you know that sometimes glory hogs would get mad at other advocates, and that was something
that
we all you know that's something that we would share a laugh with Marty when we would run across that, because anyone who has done this kind of work for a while will come across that sometimes.
Yeah.
and you realize. You know, there are people that are truly there because they have a heart for it, and because they have a need to make a better world for the next generations and for the
mm-hmm.
people around them.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are
others that
want everyone to look at me.
Yeah.
And we would sort of laugh at that. You know, mm-hmm. we would always share that as a joke, and they would ask her, well, you know. But you had them on your show. Aren't they your competition?
We would laugh so hard. God almighty, we would.
And we would always just laugh because we would, you know, we would each support each other at every opportunity that we had
mm-hmm.
because of the good work that we're each doing. And so, you know, that.
Right.
But there was no competition with Marty Oakley.
She was
class of her own.
She was.
There was no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
You were a competition. With Marty Oakley, God help you.
Marty Oakley, like thinking of you, Luann, right? My idol. You know, I can visualize you saying to Robin, oh, I really, really want to get on the Marty Oakley show, you know, just because she's so knowledgeable about guardianship. Well, it was the same with you and Robin. Like, all I could do, Dennis, my dad, was in guardianship. Like, everyone looked at me like I had two heads. You know, no one was commiserating with what was going on in my life concerning my dad and the corruption, except somehow, and I can't even remember how I stumbled across the show. And, I mean, I would say to my boys, and at the time, this is 5 years, so Aiden would have been 7, and my older son would have been 10, 11, and I would pick them up at the babysitter's at night, and I would say in my New York English, holy shit, get your stuff together. I've got to be home by 9 o'clock for the radio show, because that was my life. That was my lifeline to some sort of stability in my life when everything was falling apart, and it's amazing that, and people don't realize it, that I made it to the other side. I made it through, and I do 95% give the credit to Robin and Luann, because without the show, and in the beginning, Luann will tell you that I wouldn't give my name. I was still afraid that they were going to come get me, and now I'm like, here's my name, date of birth, social, okay, maybe not my social security number, but anyway, so I do give 95% credit to keeping myself together and fighting the fight, because I was about to give in to the guardianship. I was about to say, you know what, put my hands up and say, I'm never going to win, and there were other advocates who said, you're never going to get him out, this, that, and the other. So long story longer, you know, Marty Oakley, you know, you look to her, and in essence, she, you know, she made you quite a bit who you are today, and Robin. So, and here I am doing the same thing every Wednesday, thankfully, with your encouragement on the radio show. So talk about paying it forward, Marty, because she did, and you're who you are. And here I am trying to do the same thing, as is Marcy and Dennis and all that. So we do owe her quite a bit of thanks for what she has done, what she created. But on that note, I have to say goodnight, because I have a hearing
tomorrow, 8:30 in one of the hazard counties in Florida, Highlands County, and it's the Rojas Guardianship. Their son Omar is total care, and he is in what I believe is a guardianship that should never have been, and the parents are fighting to get him out. There's a big insurance settlement, so they are holding on. But, you know, in this line of work that we get paid nothing for except to get justice, you know, I every single time there is a victim that calls and they're nervous, they're going into a hearing, they're going on Zoom for a hearing, they're a nervous wreck, I always say this: stand tall, hold your head high and your shoulders back, because you have done nothing wrong. No one looks for this battle to fight, but when we are given this battle, which is guardianship, we must be very confident that we are good children and we are good loved ones and friends, and we are fighting the good fight. So that's what I'll be doing tomorrow morning, respectfully, in Highlands County. And just keep the Rojases in your thoughts, because they have done nothing but idolize their child.
Now,
so
Mrs.
thank you.
Rojas, Hillary, tell Mrs. Rojas that I will be praying for her.
Because we know she's going to be put through the mill.
You know, we want to strive, and Hillary was definitely a witness to me, because she went many times out of the goodness of her heart. She made time to be with me every time I try to see my mother. But it was, my blood pressure went up to 230. Remember, Hillary? I would be shaking. I felt like this kind of emotional torture puts you through a roller coaster that never ends. And Mrs. Rojas will be going through that tomorrow, and I will be praying.
Is that on Zoom, Hillary?
No, unfortunately, it's an in-person only hearing. So I'll be going early in the morning. I have to leave about 5:30, and Aiden, who's 14, will be taking an Uber to school, and we're hoping for the best. And again, it is madness. No one really knows what's going on still in these courtrooms, but we will carry on Marty Oakley fight for justice until we get justice. We will be doing this, and I'll say goodnight, friends. I'll talk to you soon.
Good night. And good luck to me.
I love you. God be with you. Thank you. Hi, Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Hi, Marcy.
Hillary came out of, you know, I remember getting really burned out myself one time, and I told Marty Oakley, I said, you know, I just don't know if I could keep up with these shows. I'm so burned down. She goes, don't you dare give up. That's the exact word. Yeah.
You know,
Dennis has a good book out
with, I believe it's going to have some answers, Tyranny by the Bench, or From the Bench.
Yeah, we're going to have it on in about 6 weeks. And I still have to interview quite a few people. I haven't been able to do anything since Marty passed away. So I kind of put everything off to the side for a while, do the rest of this week grieving, and then get back on with everything on Monday. It's been kind of hard to keep on going. But from what I heard, that the other radio show with TS Radio, they could not get everybody onto that show. So hopefully we'll have another one, or whatever they're going to do, I'll ask Cause.
And if you have come over from that show and you wanted to talk about Marty,
you can,
and there's something
that
you want to say and you're here, go ahead and raise your hand. If you haven't called in, or you want to call in, that number is 845-241-9962.
Mm-hmm.
And to make a comment, you just press a 1, and that will know that let us know that you're raising your hand to speak.
Right. And the TS radio number, is anybody ever wants to dial in 5 days a week there, I'm sure they're still doing that many shows. I'm not sure. That number is 917-388-4520. And you can always get a hold of them at that number as well. And I think Bonnie, I think, is still with us, too, as well.
I am.
Okay, good.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is wait a few more minutes to see if anybody wants to say anything, to call into our show if they want to. If not, we're going to end the show in about 5 more minutes or 10 more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But we basically did this show.
I'm going to say goodnight. I just got off from work. I'm a little tired.
Go ahead.
But,
okay, go ahead.
And my condolences to you, Luann, because you and to you and Robin, because you were both very, very close to her, and it was a major loss. But we have to have faith, and like I was talking to Dennis at one time about one of his books that he wrote, that God promises a new body when we cross mm-hmm. the veil. And I'm going to say goodnight with that thought.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Dennis?
Perfect.
Yes, Born Again, Transform from Death to Life. It's an important book. We repented and we believe that Christ is the Son of God. We should inherit a new body like he did on the day of resurrection, which is this Easter. And that's my belief. And that gives me a lot of comfort to know that when I pass, I will be entering the kingdom of heaven and I will be received. And it will be for eternity. Praise God.
Praise God. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, Robin and I, we're going to be going up to Red Rocks for sunrise services on Sunday morning.
Oh, nice.
So we'll be up. Yes, we'll be up in Red Rocks in Colorado. So it's going to be beautiful up there, right? From what I heard.
Wow.
We're going to try.
That will be beautiful.
Yeah. We're going to try. But we're going to try.
I'm going to say good night. Good night, everybody.
I would just like to say,
may Marty live on in the memories of all of us forever.
She's definitely engraved in my thoughts, and I giggle a lot all the time when I know what Marty would be telling me all the time. You know, if I had a problem or something, I'd be texting her, or I'd be on Messenger and I'd be asking her questions, and she always got back to me. And
she'd have just the right words to pick you up and give you a boot in the butt and get you going again.
She was definitely
my kind of gal. I wish I had known her. Okay, well, I'll see you guys next week.
Yes, we are going to actually say, Dennis, thank you guys for calling in. I'm glad we got the show directed over to him. Robin has a poem he wants to say.
I have a poem I thought of when I think of Marty, and I'd like to end the show with this poem. it's called Words Fail, and this is dedicated to Marty Oakley. Words fail, beloved, spanning not the vast abyss, twixt thy story and thy glory, demurely hid in thy heart's kiss. No sweet sanctity of song, glorious though music's gifts be, even sung by heavenly throng of angels nigh, can sing of thee. Heavenly fires, Elysian fields, Edenic image no power wields, to tell of thee and thy great glory. Words fail, beloved, to tell thy story. Like tiny ships on ocean vast, many perish ere journey is past, like arrows flying in the dark that have no chance to hit their mark. So words, trying to allude to thee, pale into abject poverty. Words fail, beloved. There are no words in languages of man, nor beast, nor birds, nor flowers, trees, or grasses green, nor soaring thoughts, nor all things seen, nor lowly frog singing through the night, or warbling lark at morning's first light, nor all things born neath solar fire, or in all the heavens, or in all that's higher. No words there are to speak of thee, even in shoreless infinity. Beloved, how then can my love be told, when words so magnificent, astounding, and bold cannot the faintest glimmer of thy glory hold? Words fail, beloved.
Good night, everyone.
And wonderful. Thank you. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Did you like that?
Yes.
Awesome. Oh, my God. Very talented.
Thank you.
Thank you. In memory of Marty Oakley, TS Radio. Good night, everybody.
Good night.